I'm not going to take a lot of time tonight, so you can relax. I do want to, though, make an observation. And if you'll take the handout, the outline that you got tonight as you came in, I'm going to just zero in on one little point. If you don't have an outline, just raise your hand. The ushers are coming down, and they'll give you one. Because I want to make sure that we understand what I think is a profound spiritual truth. Answering the question, why? And if you don't have the outline, don't worry about it. Just turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, because all that you have before you in the outline is my personal translation of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 21, translating the text from the Greek text into English, and then structuring that English into a grammatically correct structural format so that it can just be read with a little bit easier understanding of the flow and the main points. What I've done then in that text is I've made bold and I've underlined the three primary verbs. They're all imperatives. Of course, if you've been in any class of mine, you know exactly what an imperative verb is. It's a command. That's right. It's an urgency. It's a message from God about what's urgent and what He wants to communicate for we believers to do and to be occupied with and to be engaged with in our life in this journey on this earth. Now, I wish I could go into all of it because it's a phenomenal study. It's a phenomenal passage. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip all the way down to the very last point. You've got the three primary imperative verbs there. Fix your hope, be ye holy, and conduct yourselves. You could write in the margin there. Be dependent. Be holy. Be fruitful. You might be thinking to yourself, conduct yourselves with fear. How is that be fruitful? Well, that's precisely the message that's in that text. It answers the question, why? Why should I go on a mission trip? Why should I serve the Lord? Why should I work in Awana? Why should I serve in the nursery? Why should I do anything with regard to exercising myself to benefit others, benefit the church, benefit the kingdom of God? And here's the answer right here. First of all, be serious. Gird up the loins of your mind. We might say today, roll up your sleeves. Only it's the sleeves of your mind. And the message there is get serious. Get serious about your walk with God. And I've got to keep going. I can't belabor that. All right? Next, second imperative, be holy. As he that has called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all conduct, because it is written, you will be holy because I am holy. So it's the command of God. You get serious about your walk with God. You find out how God wants you to walk, and you walk that way. And so you be serious, you be dependent, you be holy, and here's the main point, verse 17, and if, and actually you could translate that as well as since. The idea is, since you are calling upon the Father, right? So you're a believer, you've come to know Christ, you are a child of God, and you're calling upon God as your Father. Now, by the way, it tells you something else about God, this Father that you're calling on, who is judging impartially according to each one's work. What he's saying there, the word judge, you could translate that as evaluate. Impartial is just what it means, impartial, without favoritism, not doing something for one that he doesn't do for another, or evaluating or judging someone more harshly because of some circumstance as opposed to someone else. And since you're calling upon God, and this God, by the way, is evaluating everyone impartially according to every man's assignment. That's how you can interpret that word work, is assignment. It's kind of a takeoff in the parable of the talents. that God gives to each believer gifts and talents and treasure and time and things in life that we can use for whatever purpose that we choose, because God gives us free will. But the point is that if we're calling on God as our Father, He is a Father who one day at the judgment seat of Christ is going to be evaluating every single one of these believers, impartially, by the way, according to the assignments that they were given by the sovereign hand of God. And so the question is, am I being faithful? Am I being fruitful? Am I wisely and fruitfully and conscientiously and sacrificially using the talents that God has given me for the benefit of His kingdom, so that one day when I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, which the scripture tells us every single one of us will, and we each one will give an account for ourselves, will we hear, "Well done"? No excuses. You know, God hasn't made any mistakes. You know, He's not misunderstood your circumstances. You know, He's not surprised by the events of your life or the choices you've made. Right? He's able to make all things work together for good, even when we've really goofed them up. And the question is, are we stewarding all of our time and our talents and our treasure and the things that God has given us, are we stewarding those things in a way that one day we'll hear, "Well done"? Folks, that's what it says in this passage means to conduct yourselves in the fear of God. Read it. If or since you're calling upon the Father who is evaluating impartially according to everyone's assignment, because you know that's going to happen and one day you will stand at the judgment seat of Christ, live your life in this time of temporary sojourning in fear. And the word fear there is indeed the word fear. In fact, in the Greek, it's phobos. Phobia, we get our word from. It's the word for fear. Now, not a trembling, cringing thing like that. It's the idea of a reverence and a profound love and appreciation and gratitude for all that this Father has done for us. And so in response, I yield my life to Him, and I live in reverent fear in the short, temporary time of sojourning that I am allotted in this life. And so that's why. That's why we go on mission trips. That's why we serve in the nursery. That's why we serve in Awana. That's why we serve our next door neighbor or across the country or across the globe a missionary. We serve because God has called us as His people to serve and to sacrificially give of our time and our talents and our treasure and everything we are and have, because He wants to say, "Well done," one day. That's why I do it. There's nothing that causes me more concern than to think of myself standing at the judgment seat of Christ with all that could have been laying at my feet in ashes. And so get serious. Be holy and be fruitful. That's Peter's message to a group of people who were suffering terribly under the persecution of Nero's Rome. And that's what we have to do. I wish I had far more time to go into the parallels between the first century world and the persecution, the wave of persecution that was coming after the burning of Rome in July of 64 AD, and the fiery trial that Peter was warning these folks about. And this is what he tells them to do. You know, not get a cabin in the woods. You know, not go live in a cave. You know, not hoard food and whatever. It's not a prepper thing. It's serve the Lord. Send your treasure to heaven, where moth and rust don't corrupt, or thieves don't break through and steal. And one day, you're going to hear, well done. That's why. That's why we go on mission trips. It's living in the fear of God. Because if we're calling upon Him as our Father, one day He is going to evaluate impartially all of our assignments. And the question is, were we fruitful? Were we faithful? I want to hear well done. How about you?